Ever heard of the Oregon Vortex? I'm recording this podcast in early March 2012, which means that the Oregon Vortex is probably just about opening for the season right now. So this is a great time to bring it up, talk a little bit about it. It's one of two things, a really interesting place or a really interesting hoax. Which of the two is it? I'll let you decide that. Hi, I'm Finn J.D. John. I write a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. Runs in about a dozen newspapers around the state right now. What you're listening to right now is a column from our archives that was first run in the newspapers on February 28th, 2010, under the headline, After 80 Years, Oregon Vortex Still Keeps Experts Guessing. Water seems to run uphill, and people's height appears to change from one end of a plank to another. Is this a fantastic optical illusion or a mysterious force? Opinions vary. Here we go. On March 1st, a strange little sideways hut near Gold Hill in southern Oregon officially opened for the 2010 season. I guess now that would be the 2012 season. And the debate over whether it's the scene of a baffling scientific anomaly or a clever con job will rage on into its eighth decade. The hut is called the House of Mystery, and it's part of a place known as the Oregon Vortex. If you're a serious hardcore X-Files fan, you probably already know about it. It was in a 1999 episode of the cult classic TV show. Really, the Vortex is a prime contender for Oregon's most successful roadside attraction, with the possible exception of Sea Lion Caves. Not so many years ago, there were quite a few of these roadside attractions, especially along Highway 101. They sported names like Prehistoric Gardens, the Sea Gulch, Trees of Mystery. Vacationing families would stop and explore them. Most of these are gone today, but the Oregon Vortex is still popular. It's been around since the 1930s. In it, water seems to run uphill, people's apparent size changes from one side of a plank to another. The operators say it's because of a confluence of magnetic influences that actually warp the fabric of space, causing massive old-growth trees to grow at a slant, and objects to appear bigger or smaller depending on where they are relative to lines in the magnetic field. The place was developed and opened in 1930 by a Scottish fellow named John Litster, a geologist and mining engineer. Litster spent much of his life trying to make sense of some of the unusual phenomena there, or so he claims, and developed the magnetic force field theory. Litster's theory is that the property is the site of a spherical force field, half above the ground and half below it, just under 165 feet in diameter, which causes these things. In particular, Litster found the House of Mystery intriguing. This was an SA shack built at the Old Gray Eagle Mining Company in 1904. At some point, it apparently was knocked off its foundation by some sort of geological disruption, probably a flood, and found its way to the current spot, half collapsed sideways by its ordeal. Litster shored the wreck up to make it safe and kept it just like it was. For decades, skeptics have scoffed. The effect of people's heights changing has been ascribed to something called a Ponzo illusion, in which heavy chevron-shaped lines bracketing two identical figures cause the eye to perceive height differences in them. Also, without any horizon line or point of reference, it's really hard to know for sure if that water really is flowing uphill in the House of Mystery. So, is the Oregon Vortex simply a monument to 80 years of psychological suggestion and expert illusioneering? Or is there really something unusual about the place? Could there be a real scientific basis for this pseudoscientific-sounding force field theory? Until a thorough scientific study is done, we can't really know. But the operators of the Vortex have always pretty much maintained an open-door policy to the skeptics. Photographs are encouraged, skeptical investigations meet with enthusiastic cooperation, and even offers of free admission to the site while investigating. It's difficult to imagine an elaborate con job surviving this kind of openness combined with the sort of scrutiny paranormal claims always inspire for such a long period of time, even in a relatively remote corner of southern Oregon. On the other hand, really, how could this stuff possibly be true? Personally, I think the real story here is that it's been there for 80 years. If it turns out the science is real, that would almost be a disappointment. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History archive column. If you'd like more, there are hundreds of columns going back to 2008 on our website at offbeatoregon.com. You can also subscribe to receive these podcasts or their written equivalents and have them delivered directly to your smartphone via RSS or iTunes. If you're interested in history geekery, be sure to check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. If you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of Dutch Bros or some other historical Oregon drink, come look me up. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, at offbeatoregon. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. That means if you want to broadcast anything on your radio show, reprint anything in your blog or book project, or use any Offbeat Org in anything in any way, commercial or not, go for it. Some restrictions apply. Google Creative Commons 3.0 and it'll give you all the details. Have a great day.